Welcome to the Rude Dog Show. This is Rudy, Rude Dog Reyes, and today being a beautiful day outside, what better of a way to start it out with a gentleman you may know from Bryant University. He's an all-star tight end who's going to do very good in the draft. He's a solid blocker. He's had lots of fantastic catches. I've watched a lot of the video, and to be quite frank with you, he couldn't get more open than what's going on right now, waiting for Super Bowl 50 to count down to see who's going to get it on, who's going to win, who's going to take it to the house. And this gentleman's taken it to the house many times. Welcome, John Lavin, tight end for Bryant University. How are you, John?
Doing great, Rudy. Thanks a lot for the kind words. I really appreciate you having me on your show. And look forward to kick things off. Let's start talking over here.
That sounds good to me. You know, there's a lot of stiff competition, but not so much at the tight end position when you're talking about the NCAA Division 1, 2, or much less 3 for that matter. And you stand out, and you do it in a very solid fashion. Not only can you receive, but blocking is one of those fortitudes as a tight end that you must do. I mean, you must. You got someone coming out of the backfield. You got to make a solid block. And when I watch you play, it reminds me a little bit of Heath Miller. Yeah, okay, so I'm a little biased. But Heath Miller knows how to get open. He's been blocking a very long time, probably one of the best blocking tight ends in football. What do you attribute to your blocking scheme, and what makes you become so wide open in the end zone?
Well, that's the thing. With my school, Bryant University, we did the pro-style offense. So a lot of the time I was stuck in line blocking, run blocking or pass protecting, and I really started to enjoy it, started to love it. You know, it's a grind in there. Very tough matchups, you know, going head-on-head with some big DNs, and, you know, it's fun. You know, taking a guy's manhood by putting him in the ground. But that opened up the red zone for us. So we run blocking, whatever. And then next thing you know, I'm out there running around in the red zone and quarterback finds me the ball. So it creates mismatches. We have linebackers, DBs looking for us. We do like a lot of delays where it looks like we're run blocking, or, you know, they're not expecting us to run a route, and then we end up being wide open and creating mismatches in the secondary.
You know, you definitely know how to create some confusion in that pro-style offense. And when I'm talking about confusion, you've done it consistently, not only from an offensive standpoint, but from a player standpoint. When we're talking about recruitment, when they're looking at accolades, you were first team all NEC, you played at FCS Scout Bowl. I mean, there were so many people out there watching you. What do you attribute to your play style? I mean, how do you find yourself getting so open and being able to pull the ball in even when you're double covered?
I attribute that to definitely my tight ends coach and from college, Coach Salawa. He really helped me with you know, like perfecting my routes, you know, using the right head fake, the right footwork, really trying to deceive the defense. And it's paid dividends. I also focused on in the film room, you know, watching big tight end guys like Gronk and Travis Kelce, and really seeing how they make the difference in a ball game and try to emulate what they do. So, you know, just by studying film room and listening to my coach's words, it's gone a long way, and I look forward to more opportunities.
Well, you've had plenty of opportunities. I mean, not only that, but the opportunities you've created for yourself basically interpreted scouts to come out to look at you. I mean, you were recruited by most of the colleges in the Northeast, but you had a setback, and that setback basically could have rubbed you out of being at Bryant University. What was it about that particular setback that enabled you to not only mentally be prepared for the following year, but knowing that, you know, sitting on the sidelines is one of the hardest things to do. Let's face it. Let's just call it what it is. Watching everybody else play when you're on the sidelines. What happened in that particular play when you broke your leg and missed your entire senior year in high school? And how did you prepare to come back the following year?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I got voted captain and was thrilled, you know, ready to be pumped up for my senior season. You know, you look forward to those Friday night lights, your senior year. since you're a little kid. And we go out there, my second game of the season, first quarter. My best friend threw a high football. I caught it, and the defensive back wrapped my legs in a weird position. So when I landed, I broke my fibula in my leg. And hey, held on to the ball, though, Rudy held on to the ball. But, you know, from there, it really, I love football, loved it way before that. And having to sit out that season really made me not take the game for granted at all, because you never know. It could be any play, whether in practice, you know, it's cliche to say, but it really is true. I love being out there. And from then on, like, I just wanted to get healthy. I played basketball, too, in high school, so I had a basketball season coming up, so that was some good rehab. And, you know, from there, you take day by day, you know, enjoy the process of getting better as a football player. And that's what I aspire to do every day.
Well, it's gotten you so far to a point where now you're looking at it from a different perspective. Now that you've had opportunities, I mean, you had one opportunity to play 1 year prep, including BC, University of Connecticut, and UMass, obviously in your neck of the woods, as it be. And what made you choose Bryant University over all of these other top 10 schools?
Yeah, so really, the bigger schools were looking at me, and they wanted to see how my senior season went. And then, of course, the injury happened, and they were pushing, saying, do a postgraduate year. You know, we see all the raw potential you have, but we want another season under your belt. And Bryant, you know, they recruited me earlier in my junior year, and offered me, and kept the offer. They said, hey, injury's fine, don't worry about it. We would love to have you on board. And, you know, I didn't hesitate with getting a scholarship offer and playing football for them. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity, grateful for Coach Fine.
Well, I'm sure that your tight end coach, John Silawa, has some things to say about you as well. We all have our positives. We all have our negatives and weaknesses. What weakness do you believe that you possess that is turning into a positive?
I would go with, you know, open field blocking, because that's a whole other beast of an animal. You know, we have inline blocking where you're blocking defensive ends, linebackers. But when we started doing more screens in our program, we'd be required to go out and block, you know, corners, or go run 20 yards out and block a safety while who's cutting at a different angle. So that was my weakness going along, and I have gotten better at it, and I look forward to, you know, perfecting it. I want to be a great blocker first, and then catch second, you know, help the team.
Well, absolutely. You know, any NFL team would be happy to have probably one of the better tight end blockers, you know, moving forward when you're talking about dynamics, understanding the play, when to block, when to get off the block, maybe in a slot position. And from the film that I've looked at of you, you run some pretty sharp routes. I mean, is this standard protocol for you? Were you designated to run very sharp routes, precise routes? What was it about the route running that had just made you so open in the end zone? I mean, and even in the open field.
Yeah, so great thing we try to do is in spring ball and then in summer is really just perfect all the route tree, you know, like your three route, your six route, your post, your flat, really try to perfect it. And, you know, you can't have bad footwork out there. You know, every second counts, every separation you can have on the defender counts. So that's something I really worked hard at, and feel very comfortable being out there running those type of routes, and just look forward to getting the ball. So I know if I run a great route, I'll have a better chance of getting the ball and helping the team, you know.
Well, it's really about helping yourself also. I mean, the bottom line is this. Moving into the NFL, some people say this is a no-fun league. Okay, maybe. Maybe not. Depends on how you view it. And when you're 6'5", 248, you seem to catch the eye of a lot of people. Have there been teams in the NFL currently that have approached and maybe coming to work you out in their facility, or just watching you play in general?
Yeah, what was great is we had a junior pro day last year where we got to do the 40 and do some measurements in front of scouts, and scouts were definitely impressed with my size, as you said, and my speed, because I'm actually a pretty fast guy, and I think I can definitely create some mismatches, definitely in the red zone as well. And so from there, you know, worked hard in the fall, and scouts came to the coach's office, and I look forward to showing them some good work in these upcoming pro days next month.
Well, you definitely have your work cut out for you. You have a lot of teams looking at you, and you're looking at some particular teams. Is there any one team specifically that you want to play for? Would it be the Patriots? Well, wait a minute. That's in your back door. Wouldn't that be interesting to play with the New England Patriots and be in your hometown and play for, you know, the area of New England, the Eastern Seaboard? What are your thoughts about that?
I mean, yeah, you probably could tell I'm definitely a huge New England Patriots fan growing up in the Boston area, Cape Cod, and that would definitely be a dream come true. But honestly, any team that gives me the opportunity, that'll be my new favorite team, hands down. So I just want the opportunity. Whatever team decides to give me that shot, I won't hesitate to wear all their gear. Love that team, you know.
Everybody would want to play for their hometown team, right?
If you
had opportunities where players from even Division II, Division III, you were fortunate enough to be in a Division I. Do you believe there's a differential between the hunger and passion in any lower division in II or III compared to D1?
Yeah, I think, well, we're Division I AA, and we actually have some Division II teams that are on our schedule every year. And hey, those guys are hard workers too. Like, it's not like go cakewalk. It's football. Like, you got to show up and play. Like, it's not like a basketball game where the better team usually always wins. You see upsets all the time in football. So I definitely see the only difference really is some size and speed with some of the different levels in college football. But everyone, you can't measure heart in college football. I think everybody has it, regardless of the division.
I completely agree with you. Furthermore, that heart needs to be put on display in the plays that you make on the field, especially at a regional combine. And when you're training, you're doing off-season performance enhancements and things of that nature. What are you currently doing right now, right at this very minute, obviously other than talking to me, in the off-season that's preparing you for your regional combine?
Yeah, so I'm training down in Charlotte at D1 Sports with actually a former NFL player, Kyle Offrey. He was actually a tight end in the NFL. And, you know, it's been great getting his insight. And he trains us 6 days a week, group of us guys. We do everything that the combine requires, all the testing. We're in there at 6:30 in the morning, leave at 3, 4 p.m. at night. So We're taking this thing very seriously and just trying to perfect the craft and, you know, get that opportunity, get that chance to showcase what you've been dreaming of your whole life, you know.
Well, you've been working hard your entire life. Of course, you want somebody to come tap on your shoulder and say, how would you like to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, as an example, or would you like to come work out? And I've heard from a lot of D2, D3 guys that I've interviewed throughout my tenure doing this about 3 years that all they want to do is play. They don't care who drafts them. They don't care about anything other than playing. And the feeling of love for the game starts out at a very early age. And then in turn, now that you're older, all of this is now coming to fruition. How are you going to feel when an NFL team calls your name? It doesn't matter who it is. And you get to the stage and Roger Goodell hands that hat and jersey to you. What are the feelings that you believe you may run that may run through you?
The adrenaline, the excitement, you know, the relief too. You know, you put all this time, this effort in, and for what? You know, for the chance to play in the National Football League. So to be able to get that opportunity would mean everything, mean the world to not only yourself, but all the people that have had to help you on the way, that have, you know, unselfishly done everything for you to put you in the right direction, your parents, your family, your coaches. It means the world to them as well. So I think that that would be a great, great feeling, and I hope that it comes true, you know.
It definitely should. You have some teams that are looking at you right now, and from a tight end perspective, c- could go down as one of the higher tight end draft picks, and obviously there are a ton out there, but what do you believe separates you? If an NFL team was to sit you down and have a conversation with you and say, John, we know you want to play in the NFL. What could you bring to the table to not only highlight your skill set, but to get us to a championship?
For me, I think it's my personality, my charisma, my coachability. I'm here playing in a Division I, AA, like not getting this platform, this opportunity that, you know, the bigger Alabama schools, Texas schools, the big 1A schools get with their players. So for me, it's all been about hard work. I never was the best in high school, and I've had to perfect my craft and get better every day. So, and it's led me into this opportunity where scouts are looking at me and teams are interested. So I think that shows to them, like, my hard work and my dedication. And, you know, it doesn't stop there. If a team picks me up, you know, I'm trying to be the hardest worker in the room. And I think I can showcase that to them.
No doubt about it. Again, I've watched a lot of your film. It's almost as if you're, you know, quarterbacks, they want to talk about escapability and how are you getting out of the pocket. And have there been any other positions other than tight end that you've ever played, like maybe quarterback position?
Not quarterback, but I actually was on the defensive side of the ball my freshman year in college. I was also all-conference defensive end in high school. So we had some injuries my freshman year at Bryant. So I ended up playing defensive end and got the knack of it. It helped me with tight end, you know, understanding offensive schemes and how people block. And really, it showed me how defensive ends approach the tight end position. So it helped me for when, you know, we have a run play called. I know what this defensive end is tending to do, what he reads in me, how he reads the tackle, how he reads the tight end. So it was very helpful, that whole position change.
Right. A lot of players will play wide receiver. I interviewed a gentleman yesterday, and he doubles as a corner slash safety slash wide receiver. And I've seen both films, and I thought to myself, well, if you can play corner, if you can play free safety, then you could potentially play wide receiver. And sometimes there's a flip-flop or a crossover, if you will. And so you obviously were able to experience what that's like at defensive end versus a tight end. Night and day, polar opposite types of positions.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, you won the captain award as a team leader. And there's conversations about, well, you know, he's a team leader on the field, but then the conversation doesn't necessarily come into shape where you're talking about, well, how did you become a leader off the field? What was it about receiving that award as captain that not only made you feel, well, you know what, I did it on the field and off the field at Bryant University?
Yeah, that was honestly one of the biggest honors of my life. You know, that doesn't just get handed to you being captain. That was voted by my peers, my teammates. So that just showed that they had the respect for me both on and off the field to lead them. And I was happy to do so. I try to lead by example. I'm not the most vocal guy, but when something needs to be said, it will be said. And, you know, I just want people to follow in my footsteps and learn the way I act outside of the locker room and try to do that and emulate that. And I think players definitely respected me, and that's why they voted me captain.
As we're heading into a 2016 NFL draft, and there's a lot of conversation about who's going to go first, who's going to go second, and because I've looked at a lot of your film, I look at the stats, I look at the scout bowl as part of that overall picture of where you may land. The way that I see it, you could end up a third rounder, maybe a top fourth rounder, as far as a team that could actually use your skill set. I would say the Atlanta Falcons would be very hard-nosed and hard-pressed to maybe pull you in with the heir apparent. Or let's just say that, for lack of a better term, Heath Miller's not going to be there forever. And Jesse James could be, as long as he works it out in training camp and shows his best, could be the heir apparent to Heath Miller. And he's going to need time to get there. I could see the Steelers pulling you in as well. Matt Spaeth, also another tight end who's, you know, getting up there in age and father time, is undefeated. If there was a call to you to say, you know, we want to pull you in, We want to interview you and possibly, you know, draft you as a Pittsburgh Steelers tight end. How do you believe you would fit in that system?
First of all, I'd be on the first flight heading out. But, you know, I really enjoy that system. I love watching Heath Miller play. You know, that's a tough-nosed tight end. He's old school. He does both blocking and runs very precise short routes. And I definitely love his style of play and think I could definitely emulate that at the next level. You know, I take blocking with a great passion. I think it's not cut out for everybody. And to be able to do it is you're not only helping a team, but you're really helping yourself get more opportunities in the NFL. So I think given the opportunity, I could really, you know, fit into that system.
Well, diversity is key. You know, you can't necessarily just play one position and say, okay, well, I guess that's all I'm going to get. The only play I'm going to have is a tight end bunch set on the left side, maybe calling my number to hit me in the end zone. But diversification seems to be what most players are going for right now. They're really moving towards being able to play multiple positions. Do you foresee yourself maybe playing defensive end in the NFL just as a fill-in?
You know, I wouldn't shy away from it, but I'm all about tight end. I'm all focused on that. And definitely wherever the team wants me, whatever position they want me to play, I'll do whatever I can to be the best at it. But I'm definitely focusing on tight end in the near future.
Well, I suggest that you've been doing such a great job, you continue with your tight end work. I hadn't seen you play at defensive end, although I may want to look at some film displaying your style and your skill set at that position just to get a different view of you. But you know, John, this has been fantastic. I want to thank you so much for your time. I know you're doing some training. I know you have that working for you. And if there's anything else I can do for you in the future, feel free to reach out. Let me know, and I'll be happy to assist in any way that I can.
Hey, thank you, Rudy. It's been a real privilege having me on here. Can't thank you enough. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And I wish you the best in the NFL. And, you know, if you're up there on that podium and someone says, you know, hey, who's my interviewee? No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to go through all that.
Give you the quick shout out.
Yeah, just do the whole, you know, here's the rude dog, or no, I'm just kidding. So with that being said, I will let you go. Have a great day, and we will chat soon, I'm sure.
Thank you. Thanks again.
No problem. Thanks a lot. Anytime. Gentlemen, ladies, this has been John Lavin, tight end out of Bryant University. And if any scouts are listening, I really suggest not only do you listen to this interview, but really check him out because he is a top-notch player. And this has been Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.